So I'm going to talk about the emerging formulas, about the polar two-dimensional polar stock wave transform. And you know, every application starts at the emerging formula. And since the two-dimensional stock wave transform comes from the one-dimensional stock wave transform. And this stock wave transform, the stock wave transform is related to the wavelet transform and the Gabor transform. And Professor Wang gave a, and Professor Stockwell gave two talks about this Gabor transform, this Gabor transform was wavelet transform and Stockwell transforms. So I'm just going to write down these formulas and compare the difference and how comes the emerging formulas. And so that's just let's review the one-dimensional case. You get two functions. We call it signal. Our two function. We call it signal. And we get function V in R2, we call it a window or mother wavelet. And we always assume that it's regular, which means it's R2 normally is just one. And we use that definition of Fourier transform by 1 over 2 pi. And for the wavelet transform, we define that phi c bx is just c 1/2 b c times x minus b, and we get the planetary formula. No, we just define that the wavelet transform is respect to this mother wavelet f. Apply on a signal f. It just equal to the inner product of f and phi c b, two norm. The inner product. And so we know the planetary formula. F G equal to 1 over C V W V F W V G L2. Here is L2, you must say G, and here G equal to R2, and this is measure D, B, C, B, is just equal D, C, D, B, over C. And we know that CP, it's just equal to the integral of V hat, C square over C D C, and should be less than infinity, and we call it is admissibility conditions. And we call C like admissibility admissible here is just Kasi. It's just the hard measure for this group. I think it's just Kasi. Yeah. And so from this planar formula, we can get the inversion formula. Which is just f x, and sometimes call this reconstruction formula. Or sometimes call this reproducing formula. For the Stockwell transform is C squared. Okay, we are just going to point this out. And fx, you just see equal to 1 over c phi, the integral of r2 w phi f b cosi, cosi b. And b C B X X C B O C. And for the Gamow transform, we just let C B C C B equal to B I x times c v x minus b, and we define that the Gamow transform with respect to v and apply on f map to the phase space c b. We get a fact here. It's just equal to the yen product f and c cos b, and this is just l to r2, so we get the same measure as r2, and we get the Planck-Shiro formula, and sometimes call it the resolution of identity. Which is just FG equal to G, here's our GPF and GPF R2. Here's R2, just the same measure as R2. And you know that. And we got an inversion formula. Fx equal to the integral of g phi f c b and phi c b b c d b x 2. R2. And now we come to the Stockwell transform. For the Stockwell transform, let V be C X equal to 1 over root 2 pi E I X times C, and here we get a factor the square root of C, and phi to see times B minus X. And we define that the stock will transform with respect to this phi to be to its phase space, because it's B. It's just equal to still the inner product of F V because it's B. Now to R. And now we, but Stockwell, in this case, we got two emerging formula. And one emerging formula is attained by this Stockwell. I think that's the reason why Professor Stockwell used this Stockwell transform. And we got Fx equal to the inverse Fourier transform and the integral in R. And the Stockwell transform F. We got inverse Fourier transform with respect to Cc. And we got, but we first got an integration about B, dB, and X. So we first integrate this kind of thing, and we got a function about Cc, and we got its Fourier transform, inverse Fourier transform. And so, you know, this is kind of inverse formula, and Professor Stockwell discretized it and used this to get some application, very interesting applications. And then, so. No, he just used the integral and got his Fourier transform. And then you use inverse transform and you get the emerging formula. Is right? Yeah. And so you always got to get an inverse formula to this reconstructed signal. And but we are still very interested to get like some kind of formula like this, some kind of inverse formula like this. And this is attained by Dr. Du and Professor Wang and Professor Zhu in the joint paper, which is we get a similar form Fg equal to G S V F S V G, and normally we get a constant here where C V is just equal to integral of phi hat cosine minus 1. Oh, sorry. This should be the Fourier transform. You may say, like, sometimes we just use the notation f hat for the Fourier transform. And F hat square Cc dCc. And here is, you know, the phase space is R2. And we still need to go the use the special measure to G. And just cast G R2. And we use a special measure B Cc B. And this is equal to d cc dB over cc squared. And so now we can talk about this kind of formally. And the Stockwell transform, we got this kind of factor is similar to the factor of the wavelet transform. But the wavelet transform, you get a regular factor 1/2. And for the wavelet, we just use this factor to make it to be a unitary map from L2 to L2, maps phi from L2 function to phi KCB, still an L2 function. And but for this case, so we can see that this is kind of like this is not unitary. And since if you just put this in the plot, you can see it's not unitary. But we use this factor because we need to get an invariant formula like this. And so for this one, so it's like the ideal is just make this integral as phi f c b db equal to the inverse Fourier transform of f, the Fourier transform of f at c. And so you know this Stokoe transform, and we get here we get in the product, and so we get integral. And so here is integral about x, and here is integral about b. And so if you get an integral about this about b with this f about Stokoe transform on f, and if we change this switch this integral, we first this case we first integral about x and then integral about b. If we switch this integral and if we first integral about b, and so we get an integral like this. And so you just use a transform of coordinate, this c minus b, x minus b. You use coordinate transform, and so you get an integral about this, since this is just a kind of x minus b, you get a translation, it does not matter the integral about the integral of phi. And so, sorry, actually I guess this, there is still a fact here. So this c phi is just the integral of phi bar and minus x dx about r. So this factor is just kind of regulate factor to make this, after you switch the integral, and you may get a constant. And so you get the Fourier transform. And so how about this inversion formula? This is attained by Liu, Professor Wang, and Zhu. And but if you, from another angle of value, which is like by Professor Gibson, and so you can just, like in this case, the normally admissibility about wavelet is just the integral of phi hat kc square over kc dkc is less than infinity. And so like this kind, e I x c, this is just a phi hat c minus 1 is just equal to the translation of phi hat at c, and which is just equal to the modulation about 1 of phi, and is translation. And so just from the point value of Pete Gibson, and if you just switch this phi to be CIX to the module with respect to 1, C. And then you may say this is psi. And so this is just equal to 1 over C psi. This is wavelet constant. And you get wavelet psi F and wavelet psi G. And so, like the inversion formula is, it is like similar to the wavelet transform, if you just consider in this form. But I guess Mr. Stockwell mainly uses this inversion formula, and so I guess it's different. It's different to the wavelet transform. And from here, we just consider this form, and we know we can generalize this definition of Stockwell transform. We can just say, like, if we define that phi cosine b is just equal to 1 over root 2 pi e I x times cosine. And here we get any factor and the phi a cosine x minus b. And in this case, just a cosine is not equal to 0. And then just similar to the calculation by Stockwell, and we can get the same thing, just if we define like S phi F cosine B just equal to the inner product of F phi cosine B. And similar to the calculation by Professor Stockwell, and we can get the integral of SVF cosine B with respect back to B. It's just equal to the Fourier transform of F. And so we can still get inversion formula like this. But in this case, we are not able to get an inversion formula like this. So this case in L1, and you know the inversion formula should be just Fx equal to 1 over Cp and F inverse SVF. Integral SVF and B, dB and dc, just dB and cc and x, and which Cp the same as integral of V bar minus x dx about R. So this case in R1. And so we can apply a similar case in R2. We still got to attain an inversion formula like this by Stockwell. And so we can still define like if we pick a signal fg in R2 in the case of two-dimensional, and sometimes we call it image, and we get a phi still in R2, and we have its L2 norm equal to 1. In order to retain this image formula, we just define that phi c b x equal to 1 over 2 pi, since it's dimension 2, and EIX times KC, and the determinant of A KC phi, and here you get A KC X minus B, and where A KC is operator in R2, a linear operator in R2. And AKC, the determinant of AKC does not equal 0, almost ever. And then we can retain Stokwell transform. Stokwell inversion formula. Just F x equal to 1 over C phi. The integral F inverse. Integral R2 phi S phi F C at dot B first and DB, and you get X. So we get the same formula like this, but we may not retain this kind of inversion formula, so we got to define some special case. So Professor Stokwell gets his two-dimensional Stokwell transform. We just say that AKC just equal to the matrix KC1 and KC2. And then we can get a inverse formula like this, and we still keep the sector inverse formula, which is FG in this case SG, and still define that SVF because B equal to F and V because B. And we can still retain that Stokwell inversion formula, and we can still retain a formula like the second case. It's just the FG equal to 1 over C V SVF SVG. And in this case, constant is just the integral here L2 R4, and you get a mu, you say G, and G is just equal to R4, and you get is mu C B G. should equal to dxc dB. Since this is accumulated about qc1 and qc2, so we just write as qc1 squared qc2 squared. And cv is just equal to phi hat qc minus 1, 1. So in the one dimension case, it's just qc minus 1. And in the second case, the modulation is about 1, 1. And the score of qc dqc. So this two emergent formula is still attained. But in this case, and we know that the emergent formula, if you get you let psi equal to just the modulation 1 1 about phi, and you know that this emergent formula is just the same as the wavelet we define that if we define that wavelet x is just equal to qc1 qc2. Here you get you make it unitary, you get 1/2 phi, and here you get qc1 qc2 times x minus b. And so the same as this is, you can define the wavelet f as the inner product of f, b, qc, b. And so in this case, this emergent formula is actually the same as you use another mother wavelet psi. And so, you know, we can define some other wavelet transform on the case of two-dimensional. But in general case, I don't think if you change the regular factor like this to be the determinant of this this matrix, I don't think in the general case you can keep this emergent formula like this. But if we just use the case by Morita, started by Morita, if we define that AKC is right as KC times R minus theta, well, we just write KC in the polar coordinates and theta. And you know that r theta is just the rotation in R2 about theta. And still we define that phi cb x equal to 1 over 2 pi e I x dot qc, and this determinant is just qc with phi qc r minus theta x minus b. And in this case we call that polar Stokwell transform p phi f qc b t just equal to the product of F and the phi could be B. And so still we can, like this is just batch case of the analysis here, so we can still attain that Stokes invariant formula. And you can still get an invariant formula, a continuous invariant formula. Fx equal to 1 over C phi integral R2. S P V F B C and the V B C X D B D C. In this case the measure is C to the fourth power. Yes. And C phi just equal to e integral of phi hat C minus 1 0 square over C square D C R2. And so we still get a modulation here. And I guess that's what I'm going to talk. Yeah. Thanks.